At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back. On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Astros Mariners tonight. How about this? It doesn't get any bigger than this. Closest race in baseball, it can't be any closer. Two teams tied for first right now in the AL West, and they're playing each other with just 9 games to go. Just 9 games on the season left. And the Astros and the two teams that are fighting it out. Game one, so important. And it's Brown, Hunter Brown against Wu. And that is a great, great matchup. This game will last about an hour and 20 minutes. And you are going to see a lot of... You got to keep the big dumper in the park. You definitely got to keep him in the park. And this is the guy to do it. I'm a little worried about Fromber. He's given up more homers. He gives up more fly balls than he has in the past.
Yeah.
A little worried about. But tonight's the game. You win game one, and you're in the driver's seat. At the very worst, you're one game back with 6 to play after this series is over. At the very worst. So this is the important game. This is the one, and you got your best on the mound.
You're shooting for 2. Well, you're shooting for 3-0, but you're really shooting for 2-1.
Two out of three.
Because you've got your three best. Well, theoretically, your three best on the mound. It really is hard to call Fromber. This has been an extended run of suck for Fromber. So it's really hard to call him one of your best when he's been this bad. But on paper, it's Hunter Brown, Jason Alexander, and Fromber. And not necessarily in that order. Those are the three you've got, right? Well, is Fromber 3 or 2?
Fromber's 2.
Yeah.
And you got your ace going in the third game.
Yep.
Jason Alexander.
A.K.A. the hero.
Yep. Here's an interesting. Clayton Kershaw said yesterday that he's retiring. Mike Trout, Jose Altuve, and Salvador Perez, the active players who have spent the most seasons with only one team. And Aaron Nola and Lance McCullers will have the most among active pitchers. Trout and McCullers, they spend all this time with their teams, really? Have they?
I know, it doesn't feel... Well, Lance has missed entire seasons multiple years.
And Trout's never around.
Isn't it crazy that Mike Trout has over 400 home runs with the time he's missed?
Oh, my God.
I think people forget how dominant... Mike Trout was 100% Aaron Judge. Like, Mike Trout's career... He had years, and we forget about him because he's so like J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt was Defensive Player of the Year in 3 of his first 5 years in the league, in the NFL, and then injuries kind of slowed him down, but his dominance was just astounding. Mike Trout, in his first 6 years, holy crap, he won MVP twice, was Rookie of the Year, finished second in MVP. He had a 5-year run where he was second MVP, second MVP, first in MVP, second MVP, first in MVP. That was a 5-year run where he was just unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now, he had a J.J. Watt kind of run.
No, it really was. But then he had, 2020 he played 53 games. 2021 he played 35. He had 119, which is like Iron Man stuff for him in 2022. 23 he played 82 games. Last year he played 29 games.
Yeah.
And this year he's played 122, which once again we're in Iron Man territory for him.
Yeah, my first thought was...
And his OPS is 7.
If you spend all that time not actually playing, are you really... Do you really have you really been with the team all that
15
time?
15 years he's played 600 he's played 1640 games in 15 years. 1640. Jose Altuve in that same amount of time. So remember 1640 games in 15 years. Jose Altuve has played 15 years and he's played 1968 games. These two are different. And Lance McCullers has played in his career 52 games.
Lance McCullers has pitched in 52 games?
Total in his whole career.
That's a lie.
I know.
Well, how many does he actually have?
No, Lance in real life has pitched in...
In 11 years, how many games
has he... 51 wins. He's pitched in 145 games.
145?
139 starts.
139 starts?
Yeah, for his career since 2015.
And it's 11-year career?
Well, he missed 2019. He missed 2023. He missed 2024.
Well, that's regular season, yes. Then you throw in another 19 playoff games.
And he only, yeah, that's true. And he only pitched 8 games in 2022. So, yeah, Lance has been there a long time. He's been there for, well, he's only played, it's funny, he's been there for 11 years, right? But when you look at Baseball Reference, it only shows him for 8 years because they don't give him... Even though he got paid for 11 years, they're only saying, nah, son, this is only his 8th year. No, but he came in 2015. Yeah, nope, it's 8 years in the league. It's 8 years of baseball. I'm like, technically, Baseball Reference is right. He's only played in 8 seasons. And they list it as such. They don't list a whole season you missed. Now, he got paid for 11 seasons, but
Lance is living the dream.
Yeah. No, well, he's in reality, he's living a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to feel.
Which Lance? Zerline right now or with all the numbers?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Zerline.
I'm living the dream.
Giving us all these numbers.
All the numbers.
Can you imagine Lance McCullers in real life just sitting there like, this is bad. I at one point, you know, the city loved me. I was, you know, a key component in a World Series win. I was active participant in World Series wins. And now I'm not earning my money. I'm constantly hurt. I'm ineffective when I pitch. Like, I'm sure it's killing him. I'm sure it's just absolutely killing him. Because it looks like he's, you know, I mean, just by the looks of the numbers, you think he's done. You think he's done. But, you know, it's hard to remember last year it wasn't last year because he didn't pitch last year. I got to go back to his 8 games in 2022. I mean, that's the problem. I guess in 2021... In 2021, he was 13-5 with a 3.16. Looked good. He pitched, he had 28 games started. He had 162 and a third innings, gave up 122 hits. Did have a really high number of walks, was 76, way higher than you want. But 185 strikeouts, like Lance McCullers in 2021, I should say, was dealing. But, man, that was a long time ago. I mean, 2021 is just a long time ago.
Yep. Well, that's when he got the contract. Boom. Give him money. Give him all that money. Him and Christian Javier, give him all that money. Give him the money. Give him the bag. And then scene. And then we don't see him no more.
See, and the Javier thing is one where a lot of people will point out, see, this is why you don't give money early. This is why you wait for club control.
Well,
but at the time, that's an easy hind. Well, the thought is you don't.
That's not.
But John, are the Astros going to? Well, let me ask you: are the Astros going to start thinking about this differently now that their arm injuries are so prevalent? Are they going to look at pitchers and say, you know what, we're not giving early money to pitchers?
Well, I don't know that it's got anything to do with early money. I really don't. It's actually just pick the right guys, right? I mean. And with the Astros, everybody's going to have arm problems. How about giving nobody money?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they give any. Well, they may still get a hit. They may still try to give Cam Smith eventually early money to get him to extend, you know, a couple extra years. I'd rather they do that. If they're not going to fight for them for a second contract, then I'd rather they get an early extension and buy a few more years. I think all of us would hope they do that for the good pitchers or for the good players. But when you look at Christian Javier, I mean, they gave him the money after 22. So he had been in the league 3 years. So he had 3 more years of arbitration that they could have just hung on for. But they gave him early money. But it was understandable because he looked so good after 22. He looked like if he was the favorite to win Cy Young to start the year. People forget that. He was the Cy Young favorite, and he went from a 2.54 ERA to a 4.56 the next year.
I have no problem giving early money. Actually, wouldn't you love to give Hunter Brown early money right now?
Hunter, I feel good about because he's pitched for so long. And the way that he pitches, I don't feel like he's a lot like Verlander. Verlander had arm trouble in his late 30s. So, whatever. Yeah. I mean, that's, eventually you may do that. But
if Hunter would take early money, you'd do it right now. You do it right now. Just keep him around for a couple more years. Give him $100 million to stick around for a couple extra years. Done. Right now. So I don't know that it has anything to do. That's the guys that you gave it to.
But we're not talking Hunter. Are they going to start being – and Hunter's not taking early money. He's going to
Kyle Tucker this thing.
Yeah, realistically he is, and he'll be gone. But if there's one guy you need to pay, it's Hunter Brown. It's pay him early, pay him market value at that time, a year early, and get it done. You may even need to do it. Well, you may need to do it in the offseason. But yeah. I don't know that I would give anybody else on the pitching staff any more early money. Now, Fromber's never had arm issues either, but it doesn't matter.
Aren't you glad you didn't give Fromber early money now?
Yeah. Although, how long has Fromber pitched? Well, is this just his sixth year?
Sixth year.
God, doesn't it feel like he's been around?
Well, and he's older, too, don't forget.
Yeah.
He's older, too.
But Fromber's not an arm issue guy.
No, but... going into this year, we were like, pay Fromber, and now we're like, oh, can't wait till Fromber's done.
Well, this has been a long run.
Is it because he's not being paid that he's this way?
That's what
I
don't
know.
I don't know. If it's an attitude, then he's dumb because he's going to be a free agent.
Well, not attitude. I think I don't know that he can control what's going on.
It may be
the sports psychologist thing was a thing. We thought it was a thing of the past. He's had that in the past, so maybe it's not him. Obviously, I don't think he's doing it on purpose, but maybe it's weighing on him.
Yeah, that means it's not only is it possible, it's probable if there's not an injury.
Yeah.
I don't need Fromber Manning to just completely lose his head where he can't even throw the ball straight anymore.
Yeah. Well, and field.
You know, please, he leads the
– Please
leads
don't the, hit any balls to him this week.
Do you know he leads the league in wild pitches this year?
Yeah.
It's as high as he's ever had in his career.
Yeah, he's lost himself some money. I don't think there's any question. All right, 713-780-3776. You want to talk about our Astros? Come on in. You want to talk Texans? We got more Texans talk, and Lance is going to reveal who he thinks the Buffalo Bills are.
Yeah,
but
also,
right now,
let's remind people at 8:30. What have you learned this week from the show?
Oh,
what have you learned?
8:30 or 8:45?
8:30. Be ready. 8:30.
Okay. You know who it's brought to you by? Taquerias Arandas.
Not Taquerias Arandas.
Not Taquerias Arandas.
No,
Taquerias Arandas. Or if you're just driving in your car and you don't like those people, you just say Taquerias Arandas.
Arandas.
Say it like a German.
That's why. Taquerias Arandas.
Ich bin dafür ein Klon und ein Stein.
Not like that doesn't mean. That doesn't translate as Taquerias Arandas.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Doesn't mean anything. It just sounds like I know what I'm doing.
Right. We got to get that translated too, Del.
Are we pumping it up for this series?
Well, I don't know.
We
That's
didn't
another
pump it
question.
Up for the Rangers series, and they were just fine.
But you always like to crap. How can we get some All Systems Go since they just are 3-0?
Well, now there is.
We
that.
Won World Series with All Systems Go.
Yeah. So, do you want to change things up?
Yes.
Even though they just
John, they're 11-9 in their last 20. It's okay.
They're
to change
3-0
things
in their last three.
Yeah.
Three.
It's okay to get them hype. It's one World Series before.
They just crushed the Ranger spirits.
No, he's going to save it for his
I'm
show
asking,
again.
Do you want to change things up? Because
he's trying to save it for his show.
No, I don't play it on this show. That's a lie. Don't lie. You're the liar, not me. I'm just asking. Do you want to switch it up, or you want to leave things as they are?
We'll talk about it, but right now we're talking about Houston Powder Coaters. Houston Powder Coaters, to me, is what a great, great business. There is a conglomerate. There were a bunch of guys and girls, Robin included, that were doing it, and then they started Houston Powder Coaters, and Houston Powder Coaters became, wow, Houston Powder Coaters is now the leader in the industry. Houston Powder Coaters is the standard in the industry. Houston Powder Coaters Google reviews, Houston Powder Coaters everything, everything about them says we are the best, okay? And if you're looking to powder coat something, their biggest, and they're right on the Hardy Toll Road. And they get wherever, pick up your patio furniture or your car parts or whatever it is that you need powder coated, pick up and deliver absolutely free, and then do the best job. It is incredible the process that they go through. And they are, don't skimp when it's, especially when they're primping and priming and they're getting it ready, whatever it is that you have ready, or if you've got patio furniture that you need, the slings and the straps, if you need all that repaired, it, whatever color it is that you're looking for, are you looking for your team colors? They'll match them perfectly so that when you go out tailgating, you're free, it looks it's incredible. But Houston Powder Coaters, it's going to last. It's going to last because they know what they're doing and they're really, really great at it. I've seen the operation and it's second to none. You, my friends, if you have anything that you need powder coated, you want to save any metal whatsoever, HoustonPowderCoaters.com, HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it right here.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. What did you learn this week on the show in one sentence? Friday mornings at 8:30. In 1 hour, we're going to play Beat the Warehouse Live Guy. But this is the segment where you get to tell us how. Now, see, Charlie used to say, not on, along the way, will entertain and inform, right?
Yeah, that was his saying, yeah.
That was his thing. Not only we will inform and entertain along the way. And you know what? I kind of feel like we've taken that baton from him. And we inform and we entertain.
Along the way.
Along the way.
Along the way.
All right?
Sometimes
on hump day.
Yeah, on hump day editions of the show.
Yeah, right. But
some days we'll open
something.
The refrigerator and look for something to talk about in sports in the summer. And we say, and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
The refrigerator's empty. Boy, let me tell you, the program directors at 790 love when Charlie would tell the listeners at the very beginning, there's nothing to talk about. It's a boring sports day.
Yeah. Well,
nothing made them more excited than Charlie saying, basically, why are you listening? There's nothing to listen to. Here's what some people learned on the chat. Before we get to the phone lines,
okay.
I learned that when Johnny G tells you who is calling a Monday night game, believe him.
Yeah, see that?
That's true. Dell tried to
sabotage the entire Monday night booth.
Uh-huh. Hockey, Dan. Go ahead, Dell. Get you.
Yeah, it was important to have Joe and Troy on the call. See how that worked out for the Texans.
Dan says, I learned this week that all three of you guys are locker room cancers and bad teammates to each other. Well, welcome to the show.
That's not true. I mean, I'm not. You too, yeah. But I'm not.
Uh-huh. Right? Ryan said he learned that I should stick to schnitzel. No, that's not. You just learned that today. Well, I guess technically it is this week. Yeah, instead of speaking about Taco Race Around Us, I should have just stick to schnitzel.
Yep, you should stick to schnitzel. Did I learn this week that you just, that's all you do everything for is for views? Was that this week?
That was this week.
Was that this week?
I think it was early in the week.
It was Monday?
No. Where were you yelling? You were saying Jim Crane wasn't going to tolerate, he was going, heads would have to roll because of injuries. Wasn't that this week?
Was that Monday or last week?
No, I think it was last week. Yeah, because the guy said something on
and said you're doing
Twitter,
it for views.
Like you just do it, saying that for
when did
views.
You tweet
like,
that?
What? I tweeted it like last week. I think that was last week.
Okay.
That's really mad.
I learned this week that you'll spill your coffee when Yordan turns his ankle and the Texans lose a game on Monday night.
I didn't spill it.
You slammed
it. Hit it on the ground and it came out of the...
And coffee spilled on the table. I learned that this week.
Mm-hmm.
You will get upset.
That's overrated.
No, it happened. What do you mean it's overrated?
That's overrated.
That doesn't work. That doesn't fit. It actually just happened. It's not
you
rated.
You contradicted yourself.
No, you're just saying.
Yeah, you did.
Now you're just saying stuff now. All right. The nonsense is continuing. Let's move to the actual callers who've learned stuff.
Let's go.
Let's go to Booger. Booger, what have you learned from the show?
Well, I learned that John's stat of 21-0 where on Thursday night and the favorites are and the stars and the moon are aligned is 21-1 now. And it cost me.
Yep, that's it. That's all one sentence.
Yeah.
One sentence.
Well, should have listened to me, Booger. I know that rivalry.
Dell tried to tell you what was going to happen. He literally told you what would happen.
Right. No. Well, one or the other had to give, right? One or the other. There are two stats.
Yeah. And the 21-0 stat gave.
The 21-0 stat gave. Yeah. And now it's double digit favorites. The Bills are 0-9. Oh, and so that one lives.
Yeah.
21-1 now. 21-0 doesn't live anymore. Yep. Who's next, Dell?
One of our favorites, Chris in the North Side. What'd you learn from the show?
Hey, what's up, guys? So this week, I learned that Lance once tried to hit on Molly Kerim by buying her Starbucks, Lebanese food, and a Snickers
That's
bar.
Not how it happened.
And he told her that he was like that guy Matthew Berry, and that he.
All right, that's now it's, we're just running.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah. He's trying to fit like 15 things in a one sentence. No, it goes like this. We talked at the, because I was doing a segment with her that day, so we talked at the Starbucks while we were both waiting for coffee. I said, oh, do you like, she said, I'm Lebanese. I said, oh, I've got great spots around me. You're still a big fan of it? She goes, I am, but then if I eat it, I'll get thicker than a Snickers. I did not buy her Lebanese food, Snickers, and Starbucks. That's not how it happened.
I feel like that's how it happened.
No. He misremembers a lot.
Right, you bought her a Snickers bar and potato chips.
A Snickers.
Was it a king size or like the Halloween size miniatures? Which one did you give her?
Can you believe anyone used to buy king size Snickers to give to kids? Why are you doing that? Just get the little tinies.
Well, you're the best house on the block if you do that. Uh-huh. The kids love you.
What about raisins?
No one's looking for raisins. All right, let's move to Larissa. What did you learn from the show this week?
Gentlemen, buenos dias. Hey, shout out to the Taquerias Aranda, not Taqueria Aranda.
Yeah, Taquerias Aranda.
There you go. And so what I learned is that pretty much, Johnny, you took my words out of my mouth. I was going to say the new trigger word for Lance is views, and I was going to say that whole summed up, everybody can suck the hole.
Wow.
Was that a sentence?
I don't know, actually.
Well,
he was kept talking, but I don't know if it was a sentence.
Was a period in there?
It was a run-on sentence.
Yeah,
I think.
I didn't see where there was an end of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it felt like it was a little long.
Yeah.
Was that this week? You told people
I thought it was this week.
Together.
Well, because Sam enjoyed it because she put it out there everywhere.
If you had not heard it on the show, you heard it on social media. Lance ranting about call people the B word.
She put that out
there? She bleeped it, but yeah,
Sam's always snitching on me. Just because I say it on the show, what happens on the show stays on the show.
It's not really snitching if you say it on the show.
Yeah, what happens on the show stays on the show.
Well, but it's public airwaves.
People heard it already.
Yeah, but if you don't listen in real time, you shouldn't get to hear it.
Well, it's in podcast form, too, and on YouTube.
Well, we should have taken it out.
Well, you should have made that request. All right, let's go to Sean. What have you learned from the show this week?
Hey, morning, guys. Beautiful show as always. I learned that we can beat the jack off the line.
Huh? Yeah, that got dumped because I don't know that you learned that on the show. What's the context of what he just said?
I don't even know what he's talking about.
What?
Beat the off the line. Did we mention that at any point?
No, I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, no one knows what he's talking about.
Well, no one heard it because I dumped it.
Yeah.
I don't know that. I don't. Yeah,
well,
I was
the streamers
to,
heard it.
Yeah. Well, who cares about them? As far as getting us in trouble, I don't know what that is in reference to. Honestly,
I don't either. Don't care that much.
No. Oh well.
It wasn't that funny.
Beat the off the line. Nope.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. That's it.
Jaguars? Did somebody
beat the Jags?
Did somebody not say Jaguars the right way? I don't remember that because we would have clearly made too big a deal about that. If somebody had actually said, we wouldn't have just skipped over and hoped no one heard it. We would have literally made a huge deal about it. And
Oh, well.
But
I'm going to say this segment, below par.
It
this,
is.
This
it
version is. Of it. There, last week, we were good. This one.
Listen, this is brought to you by this week and every week by Taqueria Sonandas. If you want to the best authentic Mexican food, stop in there. And you know what? You guys might need to fuel up. Maybe you need to stop in and get some breakfast tacos because that wasn't as good as it usually is. And maybe you just needed some breakfast tacos because that wasn't as good
as
it used
to be. You guys failed the
show. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys did. You failed us.
It's usually much better.
It is. But we're getting out on time. That's the good news. We're getting out on time.
Yeah.
And so how about that, Del? We hit the clock. We hit the clock because of it.
You guys are so terrible. You forced them to hit the clock.
Yeah, we actually hit the clock because you guys are so bad. All right? That's so bad. 713-780-3776, the number. If you want to get in here and talk about anything else, or if you still got one that you want to bring to the show, you're more than welcome. In the meantime, I'm talking right now about HRP. I'm talking about your business. You're heading towards the end of the week. I don't know. Do you pay on Fridays? Do you pay every Friday? Is your paydays beginning of the month, middle of the month like ours? Is it weekly? Is it biweekly? Whatever it is, HRP can figure it out. There is nothing that they can't figure out. We got hourly. We've got commission. We've got salary. We've got any way you could pay. We've got it at our station. Not a problem. HRP figures it out. We've got different, you know, entities within our building, that's fine. If you've got different branches, that's not a problem. If you've got different branches in other states, it's not a problem. The technology is so good at HRP, there's nothing that they haven't seen, nothing that they can't do. All right. They will make your business chug along and be great. They're going to be better at this than you are because this is what they do. This is their expertise. You, not so much. You're not good at this. Let HRP do what HRP does and bring your payroll to your people and then all the other admin stuff that you need as well to make your business great again. Well, if you're looking for the best way to get your payroll to your people, get your HR, and just be great, all you need is HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, watch your college football at Damaris Barbecue. All you can eat ribs tomorrow. All you can eat ribs. And he's got all these great TVs. You watch it in the bar. And all you can eat ribs tomorrow at Damaris Barbecue on 18th Street. Let's go. And I think at both locations, actually, you got all you can eat ribs. And you got TVs at the Shepherd location as well. So you're looking for a great place to get your ribs on tomorrow. All you can eat ribs. All you can eat ribs. Have you guys seen this? Do you have any idea who the favorite for the Davey O'Brien Award is? The Davey O'Brien Award goes to the country's best quarterback.
So, I mean, is it Mateer? It's not Mateer.
Mateer's second.
It's not the kid from Arkansas, is it?
It is not. You'll never get this.
Who is it?
Jaden Maiava.
Okay, let me guess. He's either plays at Utah, Hawaii. No. Not BYU. They got to have a white quarterback.
He plays at USC.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's... Yeah. Well, no, not typically, but that's okay.
Yeah. Jaden Maiava is now the... okay... Who's Jaden Maiava and what is USC actually winning or something? No one knows. No one can possibly know who Jaden Maiava is, and he's the favorite. Mateer is second. Sawyer Robertson from Baylor is third. Carson Beck, Baron Morton from Texas Tech. By the way, Texas Tech has a big game against Utah this weekend. I'm interested to see. Is Texas Tech a real contender for a playoff spot?
They're a dog here. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Whoever wins the Big 12 will will, obviously. But
Julian Sayin, Dante Moore, and then Garrett Nussmeier, who's hurt and not hasn't been very good.
I think Dante Moore's the guy to keep an eye on. They're almost a 5-touchdown favorite against Oregon State this week. He's going to Oregon quarterbacks always pile on numbers. Yeah. It's a question of how long Dan Lanning lets him play in blowouts.
Some spots, that's 35.5. Oregon did not cover against, they were covering against Northwestern, and then they let them score at the end.
Yeah,
and
two late touchdowns.
Yeah, and which blew the cover. But Oregon is a really good football team. Really good. Dante Moore is really good. And
Lanning's a good coach.
Their tight end, Sadiq, is probably the best.
They lost, that team lost a lot of players off the defense and offense. They lost both their starting tackles. They lost their starting running back. They lost their starting quarterback. They lost a wide receiver. They lost three defensive linemen, or maybe it's four. Jeffrey Bassa, their linebacker, a couple corners, and it just doesn't. It didn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. All these guys got drafted, and here they are, same position. That's impressive. That's impressive. From a recruiting standpoint / portal standpoint, it's impressive from a coaching standpoint.
One thing we haven't mentioned is that Jimmy Ward has been, well, he got a no bill. So Ward, the safety for the Texans, he says, I can finally move forward. His case was no billed by a grand jury.
So here's what I was told. I think I can say this. John Daspit told me, listen, Montgomery County is brutal. He said if they no-build him, he said the old saying is they'll indict a ham sandwich. Anybody, he said, it's easy to get indicted. You're likely to get indicted because it moves the case forward. He said you can indict a ham sandwich. He said Montgomery County is known for being really, really tough on criminals. He said, because I asked him, I said, does it feel at all like, I said, what do you think here? Because I know the general sentiment right off the bat is going to be, well, Jimmy Ward is getting away with something because he's an athlete. He goes, let me tell you something. In Harris County, maybe? He said, not Montgomery County. He said, Montgomery County, if they wouldn't even indict him at Montgomery County, well, they must add some real exculpatory text messages.
Well, and you don't need a cooperative witness anymore.
Right.
But it makes it a hell of a lot harder if she's not going to cooperate.
Well, apparently, I don't think that's the case. I think what happened reading the article in the Chronicle is that the defense had some text messages. They didn't go into detail, but they had text messages and things that they gave as evidence, and the case was dropped. So he's not facing any charges. The NFL will do their homework, but I don't think he's going to face any punishment. I expect him to be back on the team 100% because D'Amico was very careful to say, hey, let's not rush to judgment, and we shouldn't rush to judgment. We shouldn't rush to judgment. We can talk about it, but this case shows that, you know, for him, the way John told it to me, for him to be in Montgomery County and not even get indicted shows that there must be something strong on that side of on the defensive side. So there it is. I think he'll be back with the Houston Texans. What his role will be, I have no idea. I don't think he plays ahead of Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. I don't think he plays ahead of Bullock, so I'm not sure what his role is.
Well,
I mean, he might play ahead of Gardner-Johnson. Gardner-Johnson's not going to play the run like Jimmy Ward would, but I don't know.
Well, I've seen some stuff. He knows Bullock has not played great. The safety play has not been great. Jimmy Ward can't stay on the field, first of all. And whether or not is he healthy enough to play? Because he wasn't healthy enough before all this stuff happened. So I don't even know if he is healthy enough. Safety play has not been great. Kalen Bullock is, you know, and Jalen Petrie and C.J. Gardner-Johnson is just new into this system. So Jimmy Ward has been around D'Amico a long time. So, you know, he may be an upgrade. But I thought the charges were enough for the Texans to not ever have Jimmy Ward on the field again. But maybe he will be. He just might be. And he may be an upgrade. Now the thing is, can Jimmy McCullers stay on the field? That's the thing, because he hasn't been able to. And they paid him, and they like him. They want him on the field.
Right.
but he just hasn't been able to stay on the field. So I think it would be a you can't have enough depth. You can't.
Petrie got hurt the other day, what it does is it keeps Jalen Smith off the field. What you can do is play Chauncey Gardner-Johnson at nickel, and then you can have Jimmy Ward playing the other safety spot.
And Jalen Smith, I don't think, practiced yesterday.
Yeah. And, so, you know, he's not, like, he doesn't have a lot of experience. I'd rather have Jimmy Ward. If Petrie were out, for example, he was hurt the other day, came back. But if he was out, I'd rather have Gardner-Johnson, Jimmy Ward, and Caden Bullock on the field rather than Jalen Smith in there. That's just me. But, you know, what do I know?
Yep. So the Texans, we've got more sound that we can play. One of them is Matt Burke. Let's play that here. Man, was tackling an issue the other night. Tackling was horrific. They were bad at bringing. I mean, the one run that I'm thinking of, Rashad White catches a ball on a little out. Azeez Al-Shaair gets turned around, and he's running a parallel to him. And boom, Rashad White is bouncing off guys like a pinball. 3-4 guys, nobody's wrapping up. And finally, Azeez Al-Shaair brings him down about 20 yards up the field. And you're like, oh my goodness, that was awful. Awful coverage and an awful tackling. And it did not get lost on D'Amico, and it certainly didn't get lost on Matt Burke. Here's what he says they've been practicing this week.
Things, obviously, I mean, we have a tackling sort of circuit every Thursday, or really every day we're on pads. So that was today, so we try to like extend that a little bit to get a little bit extra work. And I think the thing we preached from the start is obviously with some rule changes and the way things go, you can't, you know, get a lot of live sort of true tackling. So we just try to preach positioning. A lot of times missed tackles are just like your feet are behind, your body's behind, you don't take that extra step to get in front and get used to sort of reaching. So really, re-emphasis on those sort of things of our tracking angles, of sort of taking that extra step to get to that body-on-body position. I have a lot of good athletes on the defense, and so we just got to get them in a position to make those tackles for sure.
And then the biggest missed tackle was Toa. I mean, if he makes that tackle, the game's over, Texans win. Toa, Azeez Al-Shaair, Christian Harris, EJ Speed. I mean, you got EJ Speed sitting there. You got Dario Gumawale on the field in third down when he's been awful, and you got Woody Marks and Nick Chubb who've made plays and are better in pass pro than Dario is. Are they playing the wrong guys right now in positions?
Oh, I mean, I feel like they are. I feel like Azeez Al-Shaair is just so limited. He's tough. He's tough as nails, and that's great. I just think he's limited. Christian Harris doesn't have very good instincts, but Tua Toa's instincts are average too. Azeez Al-Shaair's are not great. They don't play ahead of the blocks. Like, give me fast guys who can beat blocking schemes and who can attack and run and hit. Like, you got two run and hit linebackers on that team, and EJ Speed and Christian Harris, both with starting experience, both with playoff starting experience. Well, I don't know if EJ Speed technically has been in the playoffs, but I know Christian Harris has and has made plays. I would love, and EJ Speed has starting experience with the Colts. I don't know how they do it, but I'd love to see one or both of those guys get more snaps. I think you'd have a faster, more disruptive defensive front, because what you don't have is anyone in the middle of that line to beat blocks and just clog the drain. You just don't have that. You got a bunch of the same types of defensive tackles. You got a bunch of three techniques whose job, you know, whose strength is getting up the field as rushers, but they're not. We saw Tampa beat the brakes off of them in the run game. So if you're going to have that, you better have linebackers who can make some plays and who can play ahead of the blocks, because if not, you'll just be catching blocks all day long, and then you better be unbelievably elite as a tackling unit to keep plays at 4 yards rather than turning into 8 yards.
Yep.
Hey, I'm going to spell out the acronym because when you just say it, it sounds like you're very insulting.
Are you going to do SWRM again?
No. Every linebacker on that team is just another guy. When you say JAG, it sounds worse. They're just, every one of them is just another guy. barely replacement level players. You can pick a linebacker out of a lineup and go, that guy could probably play for the Texans because they're all the same. May have different skill sets, but there's not an impactful linebacker on the roster. There isn't. It's D'Amico. You would think, being D'Amico Ryans leading that defense, he would have found one. He thought Al-Shaer would be that. He's not it. You can throw speed in there, give him more snaps, because I do think it's a little ridiculous that Al-Shaer and Toto are playing 77 out of 80 plays. They're not good enough to do that. There's no reason they should be on the field that much. But all of them are just dudes. There's a reason E.J. Speed can come over from the Colts. And the Colts are like, whatever, take him. There's a bunch of guys.
The Colts love E.J. Speed.
Then why is he here?
Colts love them. They just can't. They can't afford everyone. They had
how much is he getting paid here?
Contract.
What's he getting paid here?
But you have to. The Colts have to. They had to pay Bernard Raimann and their left tackle. Like sometimes guys, like I'm just telling you, I texted Ballard. In preseason, I said he just laid some. He goes, I love.
They couldn't pay him 3.5. That's what the Texans are giving him.
Well, just I mean, you
to be a backup.
They had to pay their. They had to pay their. You just have to make cost-cutting moves. No, he loves CJ.
No
he
offense.
Loves EJ
they got
Speed.
The corpse of Xavier Howard playing corner out there. They brought him in. So they could have paid EJ if they wanted to. They just decided not to for their reason.
Yeah,
and now he's here.
They still like him. They still like him. He's better than, I'm just telling you, he's better than Tuoto. And I think Tuoto plays smart. I think he's where he's supposed to be. He's just limited athletically. He just is. EJ Speed is a guy who can be more disruptive. He'll make some more mistakes, but he'll also make more plays than Tuoto will.
Just a
and
bunch
I know
of dudes.
Toto jumps up and he's celebrating after plays, and you recognize when he makes a play, but you're not wrong. They're just
guys. I'm not saying EJ Speed shouldn't get more snaps.
No, but they're just guys.
They're just a bunch of guys out there. They haven't really attacked it in a way that would.
Linebacker's a big need.
Yeah, drafting one would certainly help, so maybe they'll do that in this upcoming draft. But
guard,
this
center,
is what we're doing here.
Guard, center, linebacker, for sure. Are all needs, and probably running back, if we're being honest.
And to be fair, I mean, because the way they're built, the defensive ends are certainly what they feature. But defensive tackle, up the middle, they're middle.
I'm sorry, defensive tackle is a major
up the middle, which speaks to not being a very good team if you have weaknesses up the middle of both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
Those need to be addressed.
You weren't winning on the first level, and you weren't winning on the second level. Well, that's why you got gashed in the run game.
I think that EJ Speed would be better. I do. I think that throw him out there and let's see. Throw him out there and let's see. Because we know what Al-Shaer, we know what Toto is. We know what I don't know what Christian Harris is actually. No, I'm not sure.
So in this instance, we're not trusting the coaches.
Yeah.
Well, I just think they have guys that they like, and they're going to stick with their guys. I'd like to see him go Joe Espada and mix things up. I'd like to see D'Amico have a little Joe Espada in his blood and say, you know what? Let's see what these guys can do.
Yeah. All right, let's see what Craig DeSerf can do for you.
Well, Craig DeSerf is trying to hook you up with Carcella. Look, you're going to get great. There's no question that you're going to get great deals and great prices and have a great selection at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. I can tell you about the great finance rates, but just go to the website, GulfCoastChevyBuickGMC.com. And you'll see all the different offers and all the different programs that they have available. But they're so different because they treat you like family members. There's never a hassle or hustle over pricing. Their trade-in value's incredible. And Craig DeSerf, 8 years ago, said, you know, I wanted to start up a cool car show. There's a lot of people with awesome cars that put a lot of money into it and a lot of time. So he started up this car show, and now it's called Carcella in the Cornfield. And it's now a two-day event starting this year where they have a free on Friday, October 3rd, there's going to be a free concert from 6 to 9. So they have music out there for free. You can come check it out if you want something to do on Friday. And then on Saturday, starting at 10 a.m., they are going to have all of these really cool classic cars out there, and it is impressive. They'll also have food trucks, coffee trucks. They'll have games and activities for the kids as well. And you can just go out there and enjoy yourself October the 4th on Saturday. So Carcella in the Cornfield, it's a two-day event. On Friday, there's the music. On Saturday is the cars. Check them out for yourself by heading on over to Angleton at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.